tell me about your hypothesis in this experiment first.
My hypothesis was that if the amount of protein diversity in chicken eggs is dependent on the hen's environment, then the homegrown chicken eggs, the homegrown eggs from Petersburg, should have more diverse proteins than the store-bought eggs.
What did you have to do to find this out? Like, what did you have to go through? What kind of methods did you have to use?
Well, I started by asking some members of the community, awesome members of the community, to give me some homegrown eggs, and they were more than willing. So after getting those and then picking up some from the store, I extracted the egg white and put some in a test tube and then combined it with a buffer. I incubated it because I had to break down the protein structures down to the primary structure. And then centrifuged it at 14,000 RPMs.
It, like, spins out,
Yeah, it
separates.
Spins out. Well, it forces the larger molecules to settle at the bottom.
Okay.
Then,
had you done any of this stuff before? Or?
No, this was a huge learning curve for me, but I loved it. Yeah, it was really awesome. So then, after centrifuging it, I micropipetted.
Right, those are little tiny little tubes. And
tiny tubes, yeah. And it picks up just a little amount. And I put it into a polyacrylamide gel electrophoresis chamber.
Right, I have some of that in my fridge. I'm just kidding, I don't, but sure, okay, and yeah.
I put a buffer in first and then put these cassettes in. And the purpose of the cassettes is that they have wells in them so that you could micropipette the sample into the well. And then once you run the chamber, it forces the proteins to flow down the electrophoresis gel and then filter out by size.
And that's basically, make a long story short, that shows you the different proteins that are in there. Am I understanding that
right?
Yes,
it forms different bands depending on their size.
And then you can kind of figure out what proteins or how much proteins, different types of proteins there are in the egg.
Yeah.
What'd you find overall? What was your conclusion?
Well, from my results from the gels, I counted the different bands that the proteins formed, and I was able to conclude that a homegrown egg was in the lead, but store-bought was right behind. The results neither supported nor rejected my hypothesis, which it was based off environmental and lifestyle factors, and I thought that all of the homegrown eggs would be in the lead because their environment is so much better, and
they're not
so
in factories and
they're not
tight
in
little cages.
They're not in little cages where, you know, they're diseased and sick, but they're healthy and they're running around and they're outside and they're able to get worms whenever they want.
Right.
But
so in this particular issue of protein diversity, you didn't find enough of a difference to...
I didn't find enough of a difference to conclude that store-bought eggs were insufficient nutritionally. So... it neither supports nor rejects my hypothesis, sadly.
But it does get you...
it does get me thinking about additional research I could do.
Are you excited for the science fair in Oswego, New York now?
Mm-hmm, I'm really excited.
Is it, like, nerve-wracking being before the judges?
It's really nerve-wracking. It's scary. Like, I get so nervous and I stutter, but...
So you're going to be working hard on your presentation for New York?
Yeah, I hope to try to... do some more research on it beforehand. But it's the amount of research you can do is limited because obviously you have to present the same project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really excited, though. It's going to be awesome. I've never gotten an opportunity like this before. Like, I really wish that I had been able to do science fairs throughout my high school career because it was really fun going up there and, like, defending it and explaining it because I've spent months working on this. And so it was nice to finally be able to show everyone else what I've spent my time on.